This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Rob Raines and Alvin Reed. Rob is a prolific author, has come out with book number 34 in 34 years, correct?
I think that's right.
And the title of the new one, which is really, this is mainstream. I mean, women, casual sports fans. I don't want to imply that women are not baseball fans. I don't mean that at all.
There's more than just baseball in this book. All roads lead to St. Louis, a guide to the Cardinals and their minor league teams. It's basically a travel guide to, if you're coming to St. Louis to go to a game, you contributed some restaurant reviews of the downtown area, which we were very appreciative of, and got some other people's picks as well, and things, other things to do in all those towns like Memphis, Springfield, Peoria. If you're going to spring training, kind of guide some tips and suggestions about what to do in the Jupiter area.
Adam Wainwright contributed. Give us an idea of his insight in this book.
Well, his are mostly barbecue places that he likes. But, Memphis, Springfield, Jupiter area, where he kind of recommends that you go.
Did you pick that salad place right across the street from the ballpark? It's a bar in Jupiter, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have it in there. But I don't think it was one of Adam's picks.
Yeah, the Mali Trio, where you get, like, maybe it's shrimp, scallops.
Gumby Bay, is that the place?
Gumby Bay, that's it, yeah. Every time I walk in there, I think, boy, I made a bad career decision. I see these people at 11 o'clock having a beer, having these great seafood. Alvin is with the St. Louis Sports American, and you handed out your New Year's resolutions or your kind of Christmas
kind of
holiday
wish
wishes.
List, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That came out today.
What are some of the things you'd like?
Oh, Blues make a run. A lot of really wishful thinking. Dexter Fowler gets it together this year some kind of way. Just wishful thinking, yeah, right. I said, right, that the Chiefs make the Super Bowl and play the Dallas Cowboys. And then after the one with the Dallas Cowboys, I said, quit laughing, everyone. Some are serious. Some are really tongue-in-cheek.
I think because the Chiefs are so exciting to watch and they're not that far away, I don't think there are a lot of passionate Kansas City Chiefs fans, but I'd like this. I wouldn't mind seeing them win. I'd like Phillip Rivers, too, but that would be kind of nice to see that team.
It would. And, we're old enough to remember, when the Chiefs were, excellent. Late 60s and into the 70s, they still came on Channel 5 here.
Yeah.
At that time. So we saw a lot of Chiefs games, a lot of important Chiefs games.
The NBC game with Kurt Gowdy and Al DiRigatis.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
And playing the Raiders.
Right. The Raiders. Exactly. It was a big deal, that 3 o'clock game. So I still hold those memories of the Chiefs. And
this Mahomes is one of the most electrifying athletes in sports.
Oh, my goodness. It just transcends anything. I think people have seen him play throughout the season. If he were to reach the Super Bowl and where the whole world really got to see him play, it would be a really good thing.
His father was a baseball player.
And I know his father. I knew his father.
From baseball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Met him a couple times. Around Baseball Weekly days, right.
Yeah.
His dad was...
He could pick it up. Was he shortstop?
Yeah, he could pick up a tab, too, boy. He was a pitcher.
Really?
Pat... All right, Pat got ushered out of the stadium down there at Texas Tech one time. I don't know, something said drunk.
His son was playing?
On the field. Right.
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's a guy that I met a few times. Right.
Huh. And the kid has the baseball background, too, and he has to have thrown more passes at a lower, throwing point than anybody in history. I mean, he's a little shortstop on a DP.
Right. He knows how to maneuver his body to throw a ball with some zip on it, but it doesn't have to come over the top.
So I was at your book signing the night that Andrew Miller was signed. And it's a great story because it was at All-Star Sports Performance where the Gamers have their workouts. Matt Whiteside was there, and John Mozeliak happened to be there. And everybody, of course, wanted to get Mozeliak. He wasn't talking, of course. But... you actually, while you're doing a book signing in a different part of it, you look over at John Mozeliak, who's watching his son get pitching instruction.
On the phone.
So you actually probably saw him finalizing the Andrew Miller deal.
To him and he goes, I'm busy right now. So, yeah.
So your overall reaction?
I'm glad that they didn't guarantee anything more than 2 years. I think the option is a good idea for the third year, because if he pitches well enough and is good enough, he'll earn that third year. I just have a problem with giving any relief pitcher, I don't care what your track rate is, more than 2 years, because that the volatility and the how quickly things can change out of those roles. We've seen it with guys, time and time again. So I like the move. I don't care about the money side of it because they've got the money to spend. It's not going to impact anything else. They can and can't do whatever they want. But I was just glad they didn't hamstring themselves by guaranteeing him more than 2 years.
I agree with everything he said. What we're all hoping that it's not last year's Andrew Miller, that it's 2 years ago Andrew Miller. But he's the one that's got to go out there and pitch. And if we get last year's this year, there absolutely is. We sound insane with 2 years guaranteed after
that. Well, I'm encouraged by the fact that the biggest problem he had last year was the knee injury.
Right. It was not his arm.
His elbow or his arm, so.
So like 3 or 4 years ago, you had to have a closer in place heading to spring training at this time. Now, you're really not certain, but boy, you have some options. I mean, you have Brebbia, who's solid. You have Hicks. You have Miller. And who knows what they'll do with, Carlos, but I think they're trending to him being a starter.
I think you're going to have Reyes and Hudson out there, too.
Wow. Well, you think they'll have I don't know.
I think at the start of the year, I don't think Reyes is going to be, let me put it this way, I don't think Alex Reyes is going to be in the starting rotation at the start of the year. He's either going to be in the bullpen or he's going to be in Memphis.
I think he'll start season in Memphis.
I'd start him in Memphis if he's going to be a starter.
Right. Because it's not like his options and all that kind of stuff.
But they still want to try to control his innings this year.
No, that's what I'm saying.
This inning is an inning whether you're pitching in AAA or in the big leagues.
I just kind of feel like, and he may not start games even down there. I'm just talking about when the season first starts. I think they'll give it a month, give it 6 weeks, and see where it's at, and then go from there. But I don't think we'll see him the first month of the season.
So
that's just a guess.
All right. So with that said, then your big three are Flaherty, Michaelis, and Carlos. Are your next two Waka and Waino, or do you think a kid is going to knock out one of those two?
I think a kid will knock out one of the two based on performance in spring training.
And that kid most likely would be? Dakota?
It could be. I mean, they've told Hudson to come to spring training as a starter, too.
Well, it makes no sense to tell any of them to come.
You've got Gomber. You've got, Ponce de Leon. I mean, they've got depth. I mean, we talked about before, they've got great depth in their young pitching. I mean, it's been the strength, and we knew it was going to be the strength of this team for the last 2 or 3 years, and there's more guys coming behind these guys. So I think they want Wainwright to start. I think they want Walker to start. So I think barring, health-related, I don't even think performance really has a whole lot to do with it in spring training. I think it's health-related. I think if they're healthy and they think they're ready, I think they'll be in the rotation when the season starts. Whether they'll be there in July or not, that's another story.
I'll just put it out there. I just don't see it for Adam Wainwright. I think that train is left, and just let these younger guys pitch. Just let's not lose any time over this. Let him take his tour and get his rocking chairs and all this from all these different cities, and move on. Because I just don't think he can last, and I just don't think he'll be there late. So why waste our time early?
Were you a little surprised that manager Schilt insinuated that he's not sure about where he's going to hit Goldschmidt? Because I think as soon as the deal was made, it was, okay, there's your number three hitter for the next 162 games, and he's a little kind of vacillated on that.
Yeah, and I can understand that. I mean, I think you look at, any manager's going to do lineup construction that gives your best use of the talent that you have. And I think the question is, who's better? It kind of probably hinges on Dexter Fowler. To be honest with you, if he's your starting right fielder and can hit second, then I think Goldschmidt hits third. But if you're questioning Fowler or you're having to go some other direction out there, then I think you're looking maybe, and you look at the success that Paul DeJong has had hitting third in the past, not necessarily home run wise, but just RBI wise. The second half of last season, he was among the leaders in the National League in RBIs. What I think Mike is thinking is you put him in between Goldschmidt and Ozuna, he could have a chance to rack up a whole ton of RBIs.
Agreed. I look at, like you were saying about the possibility of batting second, I thought Kane Yelich, what Milwaukee did, was a very shrewd move. Now, granted, that was done September through playoffs, so it was kind of like a finite period of time. I don't know if you look at that and say, we're going to do this for, 162 regular season games, but I could see where Goldschmidt could bat second. I think, if I had to just decide, you're doing that lineup right now, Alvin, I would say third.
By October 1st, who do you think will have the most at-bats in right field? Dexter Fowler, Tyler O'Neill, or Jose Martinez?
Okay. Other? Not on the team
you can
right
do other.
Now. Boy, that's tough. It won't be. It won't be Martinez. So, am I ready to turn it over to Tyler O'Neill, even if Dexter Fowler flounders? I see. That's what I'm saying. I can't say that, but I
think Fowler gets 3 months. I think he gets to the All Star break.
Me too. But I don't know what happens after that.
Enough of a track record that they'll say, "Hey, it just didn't happen."
Right.
And
they'll
do something.
But if you're hitting, if you're hitting 80 in the middle of May,
O'Neill's busting up lefties.
The fan is just saying, like, enough is enough. So
what has a better chance of happening, Dexter Fowler? No, excuse me, Jose Martinez being a Cardinal or Jed Jerko being a Cardinal?
Well, Jerko gives you more versatility.
But don't you have that right now in the acquisition for the middle infielder they've already got?
Yeah, if he can make the roster. I mean, I think that's a spring training decision. You'll have to see how that kid does in spring training. One of the possible landing spots for Jose Martinez got filled today with Minnesota signing Nelson Cruz as a free agent. So, that was a team that the Cardinals thought maybe would, Martinez might have some interest in as a DH mostly, but, part-time outfielder. But that window has shut, I think.
So who do you think stays? I mean, you're not going to keep them both, probably.
I think Jerko stays because Jerko can play third base if you have to, and I could see, something. Not that Carpenter would be so bad that he got, had to just find another position for him or whatever. But I just think he brings enough to the team playing various infield positions that I think that'd be a guy I want to keep.
What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I think somebody's going to have to. Come to the Cardinals and say, "Hey, we want Jed Jerko." I don't think the Cardinals would be opposed to trading him. I don't think they're necessarily trying to trade him. I think it would be another club with a third base hole saying, "Hey, look, we could get this guy. He's cheap because the Padres are still paying a good portion of his salary." So I think there's a lot of still moving parts here that could be change on this roster either between now and the start of spring training or even during spring training.
How about just Jose with that incredible attitude and accepting a role, and oh, by the way, probably being the best pinch hitter in the National
League.
There's
no reason not to have Jose Martinez on your team unless you get overwhelmed in a trade. Because they talked about, during the winter meetings, they talked about discussing him with teams as a possible guy to bring in a left-handed reliever. Well, you got that left-handed reliever now. You don't need another guy. You've got, Shreve, you got Webb, you got, Cecil Beer, more or less. I mean, he's on the roster, so what are you going to do with him? They got a kid that's going to be a start the year at AAA named Genesis Cabrera, who's been lights out as a reliever in the Dominican this winter, throws 100, who's one of the guys they got from Tampa Bay in the Tommy Pham trade last year. So, they've got some options now as far as left-handed relievers. So I think that window is closed too as far as trading him. So I think if you trade him now, it's for something else other than a left-handed reliever. So, they're not going to trade him just to give him away. I mean, I think they do view him as a nice, backup plan if Dexter Fowler doesn't produce.
True. But, I don't see that you have to chase him out
of
town kind of thing. Right. Right. He's not making that much money. Obviously, that whole American League DH thing, I think if somebody really needed one really bad, they would have already made an offer that the Cardinals couldn't refuse. That hasn't happened. And going into the last year, Rob, I heard you talk about this. Another one, there were two teams maybe possibly that needed a designated hitter. They were tight. They were the American League would love it. So they got him.
Especially, in the middle of last year, the trade deadline.
That's
why everybody said, well, we're not going to trade him at the trade deadline because you go to this winter, you'll have a lot more possible options of where to fit. So hasn't happened yet.
All right, let's take another timeout. We have Rob Raines. We have Alvin Reed with us. Before we go to break, quick word about Maryville University. Their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps from transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu. And the Bomarito people want to remind you they have some great sales going on. Go to bomarito.com. Go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody does it better than the Bomarito family. They have one simple goal, to have one Bomarito car in every garage in St. Louis. We'll be right back.